These boys might say bad words. So proceed with caution.
It's the top six they'll be dishing. Enjoy the banter and bitching. So relax all of your body and please kick back and just listen. Debate whatever they want. Who really cares if they're drunk? It's the freaking Bernards on the mic countdown from 6 to 1. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Top six podcast.
What's up?
And I can't explain something about the way she looked tonight.
Sounded like a shitty, drugged out Creed singer cover version.
Drugged out is right. Boy.
Yeah, like NyQuil.
Like tired, but I took NyQuil anyway.
Yeah, Justin Rose, he's winning, huh?
What up, boys?
Hey, Jordan.
What it do?
Oh, you're looking good. It's something about the way you look tonight, man.
Ooh, it is, guys. Hey, let me ask you guys a question. Do you guys got your air conditioners pumping yet?
Nope. It's been warm for like 2 days, so no.
Well, you know, it's a tricky situation, I think. It's been gorgeous out. It's grilling season. I've been grilling outside, but at night it's still pretty warm. And I slept like shit last night. I ended up getting out of bed and stomping out of the bedroom. And I didn't even realize I was stomping. I was in the zone, all pissed off, stomping down the stairs. I get downstairs. I get a message from my wife. What the fuck are you doing? Thanks for waking me up. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. So I slept downstairs last night on my own. And it was nice and cool downstairs, but it was hot as hell upstairs. I was sweating my ass cheeks off. So I'm thinking about putting the AC in tonight, guys. Is it too early?
I don't know. You ever live in Pennsylvania? That's how it goes, bro. Figure it out, boy.
Well, usually AC weather's not till like June. It peaked early this year.
Yeah, it's curveball season. It's spring and fall fluctuate so much.
I mean,
you don't know what.
I don't want to sleep like shit again.
Well, you might have to work. You know, you're just gonna have to work on it, man. What's happening, everybody? Dustin here with the Top Six Podcast. I am joined younger brother, and then my weird middle ass brother that's worrying about putting an air conditioner in April. What the hell?
Hey, I'm gonna put it in after we record tonight.
All right. Well, are you doing it yourself?
Fuck,
are you
yeah,
able to
I can do
that?
It myself. I'm a grown ass boy.
All right, everybody. So there's really speaking of grown ass boys, we're going to be talking about Mr. Reginald Kenneth Dwight tonight. Top six Elton John songs. This is a tough
dude,
one.
I love Elton John so much. I was honored to pick it.
Hold me closer, top six listener.
It's kind of a late birthday present for me. I got to pick the episode.
Heck yeah. So everybody listening, if it's your first time, pretty simple concept here. We are going to be doing the top six Elton John songs during this episode. So you'll get the experience of the top six podcast if this is your first time. Welcome in. Hit us up on Twitter at Top Six Pod. I'm ready to do this, Weasel. You probably have a couple Lion King songs on yours, huh?
A couple. Didn't he just do one from the Lion King?
No, he did two.
Oh yeah, shit.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Sorry,
yeah,
guys.
I might have one. You know, I think he wrote them. Did he win an Oscar? I think he won an Oscar for one of them, too.
He might have.
It's pretty sweet.
All right. So let's do the top six Elton John songs. To remind everybody, you know, it was Jordy's birthday last week, 2 weeks ago,
oh,
whatever.
Thanks.
the last week in March. But anyway, we had stuff planned for March, so he didn't get to pick the topic. So this is his topic, top six Elton John songs. He's going to be picking another one for our next episode.
Do you know why
episode.
I picked it, though? Well, first of all, I love him. He's a great artist and one of the best ever. And his birthday is actually a day after mine, March 25th. So that's why I picked it.
Oh, all right. Interesting stuff, man. So the way we get started here, the middle bro, Jordan, asked a trivia question to me and our youngest brother, Chad the Weasel. Jordy, are you
ready to do this?
I am ready, Weasel,
guys.
You ready?
It has nothing to do with Elton John. It's just a heads up.
All right.
What did the 13th Constitutional Amendment ban?
Oh, shit.
Come on, guys. This is easy.
The 13th?
Yes.
Huh.
Don't make me research another question.
I feel like either the 13th or the 14th was slavery.
Chad, you got it right. It's the 13th Amendment that banned slavery.
All
right.
Cool. Lincoln. Shout out to Lincoln.
Stinking Lincoln. All right, Weasel. Top six Elton John songs, bud. You do it.
All right. Wow. I wish I could put I know we do honorable mentions later, but just shout out to Eminem almost creeping up on this list somehow. But that cover that performance they did at the Grammys that one year.
That gave me chills.
Oh, man. It was a career Russian roulette to do that with Elton John, as Eminem would go on to say. Great performer. So a lot to choose from. Number six. Dusty, you were right. Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Oh, man.
I sure can, right? So soulful, you know. He's got such range. He can do not really disco, but like a dance, you know, vibe. He can do soul vibe. He can do a folky. Number five, still, I'm coming in slow with you guys. I'm kind of slowing her down for you. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
Oh, I love that cut.
Yeah. I like his, you know, that's so smooth, you know. Number four, Tiny Dancer.
Damn.
Great scene and Almost Famous. The movie, I think it was like around the year 2000 or something. Billy Crudup's in it. They sang it on the bus. Awesome scene. Number three, Benny and the Jets.
Dude, that's a slapper.
Dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Boom. Boom. That beat slaps and knocks.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that was the first technical, like, song you just, like, kind of bop your head to, you know? Like what they do in the studio, just kind of, like, feeling it, you know? Those piano hits. Dun, dun. Number two. It was on a love songs list, your song.
Ooh, such a beautiful song.
Just rack up another top six banner for your song. Great love song. You know, it's a little bit funny. Just, I think Elton John's voice, he knows it so well, if that makes any kind of sense. Like, he's a great singer, but he vocalizes, I think. And he changes the way he sings based on, like, the story of the song. I don't know, but number one's a great example of that. Rocket Man. He sounds like he's on a freaking one-way mission in that song. Like, there's no going back. Burning up his fuse. And that's exactly what it's about. And he just goes for it. And it's so good. You don't even realize how, like, epic it gets until you're in the middle of it. And great song.
Great.
And it kind of signifies, like, his entire stage presence, how he just shot for the moon, like, with his outfits, with the, you know, probably, like, one of the earliest sort of showman pyrotechnic.
His whole persona, like, yeah.
Yeah.
So flamboyant, but he was still grounded and such a just great artist overall. I love it.
Yeah, like, he could do such an extravagant, like, presentation and then just, like, break it down with just like him and a piano, and everyone's just like hooked. I feel like his shows, I think Mom went and saw one, right?
I think she did. Yeah, she saw Billy Joel and Elton John in Buffalo in the 90s.
All right. So she got a little taste of Elton, you know, where it's like a roller coaster, probably. I can only imagine. It'd be so cool to go. But number six, I'll run it back for you guys. Can You Feel the Love Tonight? From the freaking Lion King. His version, not... I don't know if Matthew Broderick sings.
I like the movie version too. I don't know who sings
it's
that.
All right. Yeah, you're right. It's good. Not bad.
Yeah.
If you have to pick between Matthew Broderick singing and Elton John, though, I mean, damn. number five, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, Wizard of Oz reference right there. Number four, Tiny Dancer. Number three, Benny and the Jets. Number two, Your Song. And number one, Rocket Man.
All right, Weasel. Thank you so much. I mean, you can't really disagree with any of those songs.
I mean, I can't dispute any of those songs on your list.
Yeah, they danced around. I mean, like, they switched spots a few times, just kind of, you know. I bet you if I made this list in a month, you could switch these around. Maybe one, you know, that's not on here would pop on there. Yeah, there's so many.
I think it depends on what mood you're in, man. I don't know. But, Elton, he owned it. He owned it on stage. That's all you can say, man. All right, so Jordy, I'm sure you have some crossover, so go ahead with your top six Elton John songs.
There's a little bit of Stephon Marbury crossover, guys. Okay, first of all, I want to say the movie Rocket Man, it's top tier. I love it. My wife loves it. Our kids love it. We've watched it like 10 times. And all 6 million of you listeners out there, go check out the movie Rocket Man. It's on Amazon Prime for free. It's good. I love it.
Yeah. It is. I really like how vulnerable he plays them early, like how nervous he was before, you know, his live performances, because you never would have guessed. Like, you'd think Elton John is the most confident human being that ever lived.
Yeah, but I had no idea he was such an addict like that. He was.
Yeah.
He was messed up. He almost died. And, that would have been tragic. I mean. All right.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, I'm going to dive into my top six, guys. All right, my number six. Oh, I love the way he flows on this. The melody is so catchy. The beat just reels you in. It's I'm Still Standing.
Love it.
I love how he starts out. I bet you thought this fool could never win. But look at me, I'm coming back again. He's just flowing his ass off. I love it.
Damn right.
All right, number five, Chad, it's on your list. It's a thumper, Benny and the Jets.
Yeah.
It's a vibe. It's a mood. Benny and the Jets. All right, number four.
Yeah, that's the mood, like you said. Yeah, the vibe. You just see it bang, bop your head a little bit.
Fuck yeah. Number four, Chad, this is on your list as well. Your Song.
Whoo, man.
More crossover coming your way. Number three, Tiny Dancer.
Did you like the movie, didn't you? The Almost Famous scene.
Yeah, that's a great scene. I love it.
Hell yeah.
All right. This was not on your list, Chad. It's probably his most energetic song. Oh, I love it. Crocodile Rock.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's got a little bit too much of a carnival type vibe with that weird.
You don't like that?
Beep, 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 beep.
You don't like
that? It's a little kids showy for me, but it's not bad.
La 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 la.
Nope.
You guys aren't feeling the vibe, huh?
Hell no. Move on.
Damn. All right. Number one, Chad. We're matching ones. Rocket Man.
Oh, damn.
She packed my bag last night. We've laid.
Man, is there gonna be a sweep at number one?
We're looking like the Brad Pitt Hunks episode.
Now, I don't know, Jordy. Run your list from six to one back for the listeners.
All right, guys. Top six Elton John songs. Number six, I'm Still Standing. Number five, Benny and the Jets. Benny. Number four, Your Song. Number three, Tiny Dancer. Number two, you guys got no love for this one, Crocodile Rock. Number one, Rocket Man.
All right. I mean,
I just want to say too, yeah. Like, I just thought of this. Elton John, number one gap tooth, right?
Yeah, because Michael Strahan got his filled. He was arguably number one, but Elton, Elton hasn't beat unless he got his filled. I mean, he got it filled with something else, but let's not go there.
Maybe that's his secret to how good he sang.
Yeah, I'd say he's, I mean, Michael Strahan and Elton John come to mind, but I'd say old Elton's got this one.
Well, what about Mike Tyson? So, does he have a gap tooth?
Ooh, Mike.
We could do that.
Well, I don't know.
Just a lisp, but I don't
know. Think so. He just has a lisp. Okay. Yeah. So, all right. So before I dive into my top six Elton John songs, I wanted to let you guys know and the listener know that I've got some recordings of some of my good friends singing their favorite Elton John tunes.
Yeah.
So
Slay Queen.
I'll throw that at the end of the episode. Yeah. Anthony Flint, Josh McNeil, Carrie Hover, Thomas Nasto, all sent me some lyrics, sent me some audio. It's pretty funny. So we'll throw that at the end.
Wait, what do you mean sent you lyrics? There's already lyrics.
I didn't mean to say lyrics. I meant to say sent me recordings. So I made a mistake.
Did Yoshi Federer send one in?
Yoshi Federer did not, and Jerry Latterson didn't either.
Oh, I would love to hear those guys sing Elton.
Maybe they'll send something in. If they hear this, maybe we'll try to get into the next episode after this. So, all right. So let me go ahead and do some rapid fire top six Elton John songs. Number six, Benny and the Jets. Number five, Rocket Man. Number four, I'm Still Standing. Number three, I Guess That's Why They Call It the Blues.
I love it.
Number two, Your Song. And number one, Tiny Dancer.
Damn, no sweep for Rocket Man.
No sweep for Rocket Man, but you know we're probably going to be able to put that at number one. But let me run that back real quick, and then we'll chat about our ultimate top six Elton John songs. All right, so number six for me, Dustin Barnard. Top six Elton John songs. Number six, Benny and the Jets. Number five, Rocket Man. Number four, I'm Still Standing. Number three, I Guess That's Why They Call It the Blues. Number two, Your Song. And number one, Tiny Dancer.
Ooh, what a list. Yeah, the first song on my honorable mentions is I Guess That's Why They Call It the Blues. That's a good one. I also have The Bitches Back, Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road, Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, Daniel.
Yep, I had that one Saturday night. Yep.
Can You Feel the Love Tonight? And Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Yeah, right. What a catalog. Yeah. He's got so many good songs.
So the one that I struggled not put on my list was Something About the Way You Look.
Shit. You know what else I forgot? It's Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me.
Yeah, that's a good one,
with
too.
George Michael.
Ooh. Damn. Well, that's why they call it the top six.
Elton John.
Get that little Creed grunt at the end for some reason. Enough with the Creed grunt.
Ugh. Creed, hashtag Creed grunt.
Rocket Man. All
right, boys. So we got, I'm going to go ahead and say, I mean, number one has got to be Rocket Man.
Hey, I want to make another statement here. I want to say this is the best music biopic, Rocket Man. It's better than Walk the Line. I stand firm by this.
Oh, wow. All
right. It's different. It's more of a musical, too, I think, you know.
Yeah. Chad, like, what were you going to say before?
I was going to ask our legal team if I could enact the I believe it's the Goodman Clause. I would like to replace my number five, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, with I'm Still Standing.
Yeah, that's the Goodman Clause, because you can replace someone in your top six list after the break.
I want to do that, okay, because holy shit, I'm Still Standing is just...
Dude, he's flowing his ass off on that.
I just smile when I think about it. Because in the, you know, the story of the, like, all the hits he had was, like, after all the drug stuff, you know, that was, like,
his comeback. Comeback song, you know? Exactly. And I guess that's why they call it the Blues, is on the same album as that one.
Yeah.
And that video is so cool. It's all choreographed and in sync.
Yeah. So
it matches. So you guys, I'm popping that in at number five.
Okay. Goodman Clause. So for those that aren't familiar with the Goodman clause on the top six podcast. That is when you can replace someone on your list, someone or something on your list after the break. So that puts I'm Still Standing on all three of our lists, which is awesome.
And if you don't know, what, listen to the John top six John's episode.
Yep.
For context.
Yes.
There you go.
Boom. Top six John's. All right, so real quick, so I'm Still Standing. You guys know that movie Sing, right? The
yeah, that the gorilla sings it, right?
The gorilla, who is also the dude who plays Elton John in the biopic.
Oh, ooh, shit.
Double dipping.
Edgerton, right?
Yeah, Taron Bettany, I think.
Taron Bettany Edgerton or something like that. I
don't know. Dang, Rocket Man bought him a house and Sing bought him a Lamborghini.
Yep. All right. So we got top six Elton John songs. Number one, I'd say Rocket Man.
Yep.
And then
gotta
your
be.
Song, I mean, by default, it's going
to
be.
Two's got to be Tiny Dancer.
I think your song, yeah, Dusty.
Your song?
Your song, yeah.
Look at those two next to each other. Though, that is what I'm talking about, where it's like big and like, you know, epic and just a big ass production, Rocket Man, you know, and then he dials it back. Like, oh, that's there you go.
What about some energy? We need Crocodile Rock on this list, right?
No.
Oh, man.
No, I think.
Do you guys like, do you guys really dislike that song or is it not one of your favorites? Because how can you not like that song?
I'll put it this way. When I was looking at his songs, there were two that I was like, eh, I don't even know if I like those. And Crocodile
Damn,
Rock was one.
Nice.
And Candle in the Wind was the other one. Candle in the Wind would like put me to sleep, and Crocodile Rock just reminds me of a like a kid's, like a Blues Clues kids show.
Whatever, Chad. I disagree wholeheartedly.
Dude, so they're better than freaking Billy Joel's for the longest time. Oh, 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 oh my god. Oh. I hate that.
Hey, you can roast Billy Joel all you want. He's not my favorite.
In the middle of the night, we didn't start a fire.
What?
Exactly.
All right. So,
I didn't feel that way about those songs. It's just not. It doesn't measure up to these other ones, you know?
Yeah. All right. So I'm thinking the top three are going to be set with Rocket Man number one, number two, Your Song, three, Tiny Dancer.
Since Chad picked I'm Still Standing on his list, it has to be four or five, right?
I'd say number, yeah. I'd say number four, yeah.
It's got momentum now.
Then we got to fill Benny and the Jets in there too.
Yeah, Benny and the Jets, and that's probably, that's going to leave another, that's going to leave some fighting for number six.
Speaking
what's
of
the,
fighting.
What, all right, in the spirit of March Madness, because Jordy, you were born in March, so is old Elton John.
Legends. Absolute legends.
What is the definitive decided, like, upset that could happen right now for number six?
Crocodile Rock.
That's an op.
Crocodile Rock.
Oh, shit! No!
Wait, Crocodile Rock. And I guess
Crocodile
fighting.
Rock.
Wow.
It would have to have hit like an 80 footer at the buzzer.
All right.
You know what? Oh, don't laugh like that. Jeez. I was about to go for Crocodile Rock and then you started laughing like an asshole.
No, because we still got, I guess why they call it the, that's why they call it the blues in there.
I'd
too,
be okay with that. That's a sweet song. I love that one.
All right. All right, so let me run this by you guys. So we got top six Elton John songs, the ultimate list. Number one, Rocket Man. Number two, Your Song. Number three, Tiny Dancer. Number four, I'm Still Standing. Number five, Benny. And then number six, we've got Can You Feel the Love Tonight, Crocodile, or... And I guess that's why they call it the blues. Pre-grunt.
Whew.
I love Crocodile Rock, but I'd be okay with, I guess that's why they call it the blues.
All right. Well, we're done.
Yeah.
Ooh, boys. After we're all done, I'm going to throw I'm Still Standing on and put my AC in the window.
I just looked up to see if Elton John did win the Oscar for Can You Feel the Love Tonight, and he did. And it looks like Sylvester Stallone presented it for some reason.
We have to look that up on YouTube.
And the Oscar goes to
Elton John.
Simba. I don't hate Sylvester Stallone. It's just one of those impressions.
All right, so we did the I didn't go through it yet. So top six Elton John songs. Number one, Rocket Man. Number two, Your Song. Number three, Tiny Dancer. Number four, I'm Still Standing. Number five, Benny and the Jets. Number six, I guess that's why they call it the Blues. So, I mean, solid list. I mean, not much arguing, man. Really. Just kind of worked its way out. And the songs that are supposed to be on there are, God damn it, they're on there.
What other music artists have we done top six
Garth
songs?
Garth, Algar, Brooks,
Troy.
Yeah. Troil.
Troil.
Troil boy.
Eminem.
Eminem. That's it. Right?
That's it. Man, this lineup that Elton John's throwing out in this top six is.
Yeah, he could go head solid. To head with just about any artist out there.
Yeah.
He really can.
Yeah, Jordy, do you know what we're going to be doing next time, or have you picked a?
No, I get to pick the other one too.
Pick two, and I don't want to do. I think you mentioned like top six ways to die. That's not fun.
Worst ways to die. That's too dark.
Wow.
Okay.
I mean, I think we would all just be like, "Yeah, that would suck."
So you don't have to announce it now. But
all right, I'll come up. I'll come up with a good one.
Think about it. So
something a little different,
right? All right, boys, so I don't have anything else. We'll leave this episode. The last couple minutes here is going to be some free entertainment for you. So we got the Port Allegheny Hunks sent some voice messages in, and here's their favorite Elton John songs. Boys, say goodbye on this fine spring day.
Peace, y'all. One love.
Adios. Thank you for listening.
Air conditioner season out.
Mwah.
Old Elton John, huh? Old shirtless Elton John. And I guess that's why they call it the blues. Time on my hands and the time spent with you. Oh, there's some chicks. Laughing like children, living like lovers, rolling like thunder. Under the covers. That's my favorite. I'm going back to my plow. When are you gonna come down? When are you going to land? I should have stayed on the farm. I should have listened to my old man. You know you can't hold me forever. I didn't sign up with you. I'm not a present for your friends to open. This boy's too young to be singing the blues. Oh, 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 oh. So goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. Where the dogs of society howl. You can't plant me in your penthouse. I'm going back to my plow.
I honestly didn't think anyone sang worse than me. And Josh, you fucking proved that wrong real quick, man. That was fucking god awful.
Don't let the sun go down on me. Although I search myself, it's always someone else I see.
This list wouldn't be complete if someone didn't say, "Hold me close so Tony Danza. Count the headlights on the highway.
Lay me down in sheets of linen. You had a busy day today. she packed my bags last night pre-flight. 0 hours, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I would have liked to know you, but I was just a kid. Candle burned out long before your legend ever did.